Petersburg hosted the regional meet Friday and Saturday with roughly 200 wrestlers competing for individual and team honors. And for the first time since 2004, the defending state champion Vikings were unable to secure the small school regional title. Petersburg coach Rob Schwartz says it's the first time he can remember not finishing in the top two teams in the region and calls it a humbling experience.
You know, we had a good tournament. I think a lot of our younger wrestlers especially had wrestled better than they had all season long. We had some real tough draws when the brackets came out. You know, we didn't have very many seeded wrestlers. Our seeded wrestlers did well. I told the younger guys, you got to earn those seeds during the season. And whether they were seeded or not, they fought through and won some outstanding victories and lost some agonizing defeats.
In team finishes, Mount Edgecombe took the Southeast crown with 189 points. Sitka was second with 170.5. Craig came in third with 168. Petersburg was in fourth with 144.5. And Wrangell placed fifth with 103 points. Individually, Petersburg had two regional champions, seniors Tom Schwartz at 119 pounds and James Valentine at 135.
You know, it's nice for them at home, their senior year, to finish on top. They're on top of the podium. You know, there's a lot of pressure on them. They want to perform well. And Tom had a real physically strong Chris Clement. He's known, you know, throughout the region for his physical strength. It happened it wasn't his night on Saturday night. I don't know if he was off or Tom was on, but Tom sure seemed like he was on his game on Saturday night, which went well for him. James has been fighting some illness and so forth, but he's looking sharper than he had been. I think he has some bronchial stuff that was plaguing him, and his reaction time is improving, and hope we're trying to get that back going into the state tournament.
Two Petersburg juniors, Tony Craig and Jacob Craig, both took second place at 189 and 215. Schwartz says both Craig brothers ran into familiar foes from Craig.
Tyler Thane at 189 pounds, he's just a physical beast and a real technical wrestler, and there's a reason he's number one seed in the state is nobody can touch him. He's pinned everybody in the state except for Tony. Anybody saw the match, I think Tony's neck was pretty sore Sunday morning, you know, to bridge out of a double arm bar twice. You know, it's just a credit to how much heart he has. Thane's a very, very frustrating individual to coach against because he's technical and he's so strong, in good shape. Pat Quigley is just a big man child. He's just big and he's hairy and strong and he's smart. You know, I think he's a 4.0 student. So, you know, those were real tough opponents for those guys in the finals. But, you know, they're juniors and they're coming back, and you know they're making another run for things at the state tournament coming up.
Two other wrestlers qualified for the state tournament: Roderick Vasquez, who finished third at 171, and Dan Cardenas, who took fourth at 103. Also for Petersburg, Chris Thorstenson took fifth place at 103. Samantha Turcott placed fifth at 112. Joel Corrales took fifth at 119. Adam Erickson was sixth at 130. Mike Coral took fifth place at 152. And Kelsey McKay took fifth at 285. The regional tournament wraps up the season for the wrestlers who didn't make the top four to qualify for the state competition. And Short says he's encouraged for next year.
This young team we've had has just been... they're very determined. They listen well. I told them they needed to show up every day physically, mentally, and emotionally and work hard. And, you know, it took them a little while to figure that out. But I'm very encouraged for the future of the program. I'm really encouraged with these young wrestlers. And the proof will be in the pudding. If they roll their sleeves up and do the work, then I think they're going to have a good season. You know, if they don't, then they don't deserve a title. That's kind of how that goes. You know, if we can get a few more young men on the mat, get a few more wrestlers on the mat, and get them that work ethic, that this program will be just fine.
The small school state championships are Friday and Saturday at Bartlett High School in Anchorage. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.